WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Sea of Love is an ordinary cop story with extraordinary texture. And the texture doesn't come from the look of the film or the direction by Harold Becker. It comes from the characters and the dialogue that Richard Price, the screenwriter, has given them. His writing isn't flamboyant or lyrical. It achieves a combination of hard-bitten grit and loopy emotion, a kind of New York street romanticism that's absolutely intoxicating. The plot is simple. Al Pacino plays a boozy, lonely cop on the trail of a killer whose victims are guys who place personal ads in a New York weekly. The murderer especially goes for the ones who resort to forlorn love poetry. Pacino and his partner, played by the wonderful John Goodman of Roseanne fame, decide to place an ad of their own. Then they meet the respondents in a restaurant, offer them a glass of wine, and later take fingerprints off the wine glasses. All of which works until a sexy shoe store clerk, played by Ellen Barkin, comes in and refuses even a sip of Chardonnay.
You like the park and I like the beach. You like movies, I like plays. You're a printer, I manage a shoe store. And I don't believe in wasting time on this kind of stuff. You know what you know, and you go with it.
You go with what?
You're just not my type.
I mean, just sat down. Give a little bit of time.
I believe in animal attraction. I believe in love at first sight. I believe in this. And I don't feel it with you.
Well, I'm hell on wheels once you get to know me, honey.
It's nothing personal.
Oh, come on. Where are you going?
After a beginning like that, of course, movie logic dictates that love must follow. But Pacino never does manage to get Barkin's fingerprints, and the film spends the rest of its length deftly flipping back and forth between she's the killer and how can you say such a thing? What makes that flip-flopping so resonant is the undercurrent of loneliness and need in the characters. Sea of Love depicts New York as a city of violence, longing, and solitude, a place where love and paranoia are constantly at war, and where people desperately need to be sure of one another, and can't be, ever. Barkin gives a star-making performance as the kind of brittle, independent, yet needy woman who has to be secretive, either because women like her are always in danger of being judged or consumed, or else because she has something darker to hide. And Pacino? Well, it's been 4 years since he showed up in a movie, and frankly, he hasn't been terribly missed. His last picture, Revolution, was hilariously bad, and before that, he'd made several films in a row, each one an argument against our need for him. Movies like Scarface, Author, and Cruising. Pacino had gone off the beam somehow. An actor needs to have a kind of inner gyroscope, a mechanism that tells him where truth and verisimilitude lie, and warns him when he's veering off into empty mannerism. Pacino had lost that gyroscope. His acting had become hollow, showy, and cold. But in Sea of Love, he's terrific. His voice has a new, gruff, lived-in quality. His body is thick and his face jowly and ravaged, and his liquid eyes, which used to be such a come-on, now look like pools of woe. Maybe he's a little less vibrant than he used to be, but he's never been so touching. He needs a break, and so does the cop he plays. And his lonesomeness is so palpable that no one can doubt the way he drops his professional guard to let romance in. Sea of Love doesn't quite push the envelope the way it might have. At times, its sizzle promises more steak than it delivers. But what a sizzle. Even after you've left the theater, it keeps ringing in your ears.